Chapter 7. God was found in the man. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, etc. Phil 2:5-8. When Jesus emptied himself, he became man, and God was found in the man. When Jesus emptied himself, on the one side man appeared, and on the other side God appeared. Thus, in him God and man meet in peace, and become one. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. F3:14-15. He who was in the form of God took the form of man. He who was equal with God became equal with man. He, who was creator and Lord, became creature and servant. He, who was in the likeness of God, was made in the likeness of man. He, who was God, and spirit, was made man, and flesh. John 1:1-14. Nor is this true only as to form, it is true as to substance. The text here quoted from Philippians 2:5-8 gives the truth as to the form, the fashion, of Christ, first as God, and then as man. In Hebrews, the first and second chapters, there is given the truth of this subject as to the substance of Christ, first as God, and then as man. In Hebrews 1, Christ is set before us as God. V. 8. In Hebrews 2, Christ is set before us as man. Verses 6, 7, 9. In Hebrews 1, Christ is shown to us as God, and so, higher than the angels. Verses 4-8. In Hebrews 2, he is shown to us as man, and so, lower than the angels. Verses 6, 7, 9. In Hebrews 1, he is described as God, of the very nature of God. Verses 4:8-10-12. In Hebrews 2, he is described as man, of the very nature of man. Verses 6:9, 16, 17. In Hebrews 1, Christ, as God, is declared to be the very impress of his God substance. V. 3, RV, margin. In Hebrews 2, Christ, as man, is declared to be of the same flesh and blood as is man, the very impress of man's substance. V. 14. Thus, in Philippians 2:5-8 and Hebrews 1:2, are a series of contrasted parallels concerning Christ, Philippians relating to form, fashion, Hebrews relating to nature, substance. Thus his being in the likeness of God, and made in the likeness of men, is not likeness only as to form, it is not likeness as in a picture, or a representation, but is also likeness in the sense of really being like, of like quality, of like substance. Like in quality or essence, as well as in form. Please read carefully, and consider closely and carefully, Philippians 2:5-8 and Hebrews 1:2, from now until this time next week, when we shall consider it further, and enter into it more fully.